Welcome to the Move Me to Texas podcast, your source for all things Houston. Each week, we break down what's going on and what's new in Houston and its suburbs. We provide you with market updates, plus a little bit of real estate news. What is going on, y'all? Happy Tuesday. Katie Day with the Move Me to Texas team here with another Move Me to Texas podcast. Hope y'all are having a great week so far. Staying cool out there. I'm excited to be back in Texas despite the triple digit temperatures, but excited to be back in Texas after being out of town for a little while. So hope y'all didn't miss me too much. And yeah, just excited to dig into some real estate news and things like that. But for those of you that are listening, please feel free to drop any questions or anything you've got down in the chat. And if you're listening to this on a replay, always feel free to shoot a DM on Instagram at Move Me to Texas, MoveMeTotx. Always happy to chat and answer any real estate related questions you may have. Excited to dig into this week's topics. Got some an article with more information kind of about what's happening here in Houston. Definitely something we've been digging into a lot, but excited to welcome this week's guest. What's going on, Paige?
What is up?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm trying to figure out, since you're vertical, I'm trying to center myself because I'm using the big screen. So we're good. Yeah, I was just kind of rambling on here for a little bit prior to you getting on, but I was just saying I was excited to be back in Texas. You know, Yeah.
How was your trip abroad?
It was good. I'm glad to be home though, you know, like after
sleeping in your own bed.
Oh yeah, sleeping in a hotel and hotels, right? We went to multiple cities and stuff like it's we were in Greece, but you know, it's good to be home. Good to be, you know, just eating normal food and back on a schedule. I like my schedule, so you know, it is what it is.
You are a creature of habit, and I appreciate that about you. You honestly, know,
the one thing let's just jump right in. So the one thing that I'm not happy about is how hot it is here. And so we're going to start off with a little softball, you know, news article, and this is that the Houston weather is brutal and it's the hottest weather I've ever seen. I'm not sure who I is in this article. Maybe it's Ken Hoffman, maybe it's someone else, but the hottest weather I've ever seen. How have you been feeling this week?
You know, my AC, I'm pretty sure I thought it was broken on Sunday when it was like 106 or whatever the temperature was. You know, quickly realized that my house was just doing the best that it could in these circumstances. But it has been hot. Best. Yeah, it has been hot. I've lived in Texas my whole life, and this has got to be the hottest summer ever.
So this Washington Post article, it's funny when even like the Washington Post is talking about how hot it is in Texas. So soaring record-breaking temperatures pushed Houston thermometers into uncharted territory. You know, I would also say like on Monday, I was happy. Yesterday, I was happy because I had all Zoom meetings. I had no in-person meetings. I've never been more happy to sit in front of this camera and Zoom all day long than I was on Monday. So the last month was the hottest June in Houston's history, right? And then it's also saying that Monday had record-breaking heat, and the temperature hit a record-setting 103 degrees, and it both at Hobby and Bush airports.
But we need to talk about like what it felt like. So like on Sunday it was like 106, but it felt like it was like 121. Yeah. And I know people from, you know, across the United States might watch this and like, oh, in Arizona it gets to 110. No, sweetie. The humid heat is a different being.
It definitely is different. But the thing that I always love is when people talk about Arizona or other things, people are like, oh, you know, it's a dry heat. And like, yes, it is a dry heat, but that humid heat, like they both suck, but the humid heat definitely sucks worse.
It's like you can't breathe.
So yeah, ERCOT's asking us to conserve power, blah, 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 Tata Tech. The thing that I thought was funny is the general manager of the chocolate bar ice cream shop says, since it's been historically hot starting in May, customers are choosing to have their ice cream cones and milkshakes delivered to their homes. Their home delivery platforms have been unusually busy. People don't even want to leave their homes to get ice cream. And then the most popular
I have thought about that.
Has been strawberry daiquiri because it's the most refreshing thing they sell. So check out the chocolate bar, you know, and yeah, we'll see. All right, we've got one other funny article before we dig into like real estate and news and like actually get serious about like educating people on what's happening in the real estate market, which is something that I feel very strongly about. If you are not signed up for our newsletter this past Tuesday, this morning I put out a newsletter on, you know, me just standing on a soapbox talking about real estate. But before we go to that, utterly ridiculous doorbell camera captures cows roaming in a southeast Houston neighborhood. Hall Park subdivision found a small herd of cows grazing in a woman's yard. She got a call from one of her neighbors around noon on Sunday to look out her front window. Let's see. And yeah, there looks to be maybe three cows. And they went over to another neighbor's yard for a few hours. People called animal control and HPD. Finally,
like, what
HPD
do you do if that's you? What are you doing? Like, what are you doing if that's you? What are you
one
doing?
Neighbor brought the cows a bucket of water. So yeah, I'm not really sure. What's crazy to this is when like I like Googled the neighborhood or whatever. Like, this is where it is down here off of like Beltway 8, like just south of Hobby Airport, right? So like not really like that far out or anything. So I don't know. That's just interesting to me.
You know, what do you do?
I don't really know. I'm not really sure. All right. So what I want to dig into is this Houston Chronicle article. I read this thing, this article here. Actually, no, I guess it came out today and it's been updated multiple times today. So this is 10 trends shaping Houston real estate to read about while the Chronicle paywall is down. So I don't know why the Houston Chronicle paywall is down. This is something I pay for. But you know, it's the paywall's down. I'm not logged in and you know, here we go. So, basically, because of 7/13 day, which is tomorrow, all articles are free between the 12th and the 14th. Cause like, you know, we just love Houston. All right. Number one, downtown Houston is in the midst of a major economic shift. Basically 2 years after lockdowns emptied downtown, people are starting to once again, come back to Minute Maid, going to concerts at Jones Hall, going to Discovery Green, gathering for meetings and conferences. Obviously there aren't the 168,000 plus workers that once came into downtown every day. So, you know, the downtown, you know, economy is definitely being restructured. What are your thoughts?
So I would definitely agree with that because we're talking to people every day that are like, well, I used to have to commute, but now I'm not having to, right? Because they're doing like a 3 days from home, 2 days from the office type situation.
Yeah.
So I think that that's definitely accurate. I think it's definitely interesting to see what's going on with all of like the restaurants down there, right? Because a lot of them thrived on that lunch hour boom, if you will. So I definitely think that that's interesting to see like more of those people and more of those restaurants, like, you know, maybe having like a bigger happy hour or something like that to try to drive clientele in. But yeah, I definitely think it's interesting and I'll be interested to see if it stays like that, right? That'll be interesting.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that, you know, we had one listing downtown during COVID, and that was just kind of one of the things that it was like, you know, difficult, right? Because the condo market in Houston has always had more inventory than everything else, like the single family homes, townhomes, all that, right? But like the downtown market has always had a lot of inventory, right? And like, so when COVID hit and you know, all that and people stopped going downtown. It's like you're losing out now on this large portion of people that are like, oh, I live in Kingwood, but I'm going to buy a condo downtown. So when I have to go downtown to the office and, you know, work late, I can stay there. Right. Because like renting a $3,000 or $5,000 apartment doesn't make sense downtown, you know?
Right.
So, I definitely think that like downtown, I don't want to say like downtown's back, but like, you know, if you go to an Astros game or if you go out for a drink downtown, it's definitely, you know, starting to be a little bit busier, right? But
yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think I would agree with you kind of on the happy hours and things like that. You know, there are some restaurants that are opening or have opened downtown, you know, so I think actually tomorrow night I'm going to Georgia James Tavern downtown for
downtown. Like, dinner. Oh, that's going to be nice. I can't wait to hear your review.
I want to eat like, isn't it like a $20-something burger?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll get it. Maybe I won't, but we want to try it out. We love Chris Shepherd and all the, you know, Underbelly brand restaurants and all that. So
deliciousness.
All right. Number two, mortgage rates are pricing out more home buyers already facing rising prices and limited inventory. I don't even need to read this article. What are your thoughts on mortgage rates?
I definitely think that they are. I definitely think that it's going to be the fiscally savvy buyer that's buying right now. People who understand that in 6 to 18 months, you're going to be refinancing right later on down the road. And so it's going to have to be people that can see the long game right now, definitely. You know, there is no such thing as a $1,200 a month payment anymore. That's gone, right? So it's definitely going to be somebody who's willing to wait it out and who can afford to wait it out.
Yeah. Are you all seeing any like alternative products? Like, you know, I mean, normally we do the 15 or 30 year, right? Are you seeing people doing ARMs? Are you seeing people do different stuff, or what alternatives exist? Or
definitely. Do alternatives exist? Yeah, alternatives definitely exist. So a 2-1 buy down product that is definitely becoming more popular on the market. It's something that's always been around, right? We've always offered it. But during COVID, nobody needed to buy down their 1.99% interest rate on a 15-year fixed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they wanted to. Who knows? But
hey,
that's definitely
get me as low as I can go, you know? Yeah. You pay me to live in my home, actually, please.
On the way. But you know, so that's definitely becoming popular. ARMs, just trying to be strategic with like buy downs. Does that actually make sense? Because if you are going to be refinancing in 6 to 18 months, is that rate of return there? So it's really just about like overly educating clients to make sure that they understand what products are available for them.
Do you, dinosaur, people doing more ARMs, legs, kidneys, they may be giving a kidney to buy a house, but I had a question and then that joke just completely threw me off my game, Dino D. Yeah. Oh, like, do you have concern with these ARMs, right? Like with adjustable rates, like that's part of what put us, obviously that and like terrible lending practices, but that put us into the housing crisis before. Like, do you feel like we're like in a repeat? Like, I feel like that's what like all the naysayers are going to say.
Yeah, all the naysayers can definitely say that, except for terrible lending practices no longer exist, right? Because people actually have good credit, they have money, and they're putting money into their homes. Whereas before, you were able to do a 10-1 ARM at, you know, let's just 5% back then, which was a great rate, with no money down. And so when your ARM adjusted, you didn't qualify and you couldn't sell it because you had no equity in the house. So,
yeah.
And the ARMs back then weren't like 10, like I said, 10-1 ARMs, they were more monthly ARMs. So things were adjusting after 3 months after closing. So it's like, we're definitely putting qualified people into these homes now.
Sorry. It's been a long day. You weren't boring me. Number three, the suburbs are no longer a surefire way to access affordable housing. The old phrase, drive until you qualify, is old, right? And dead, but now home buyers really can't find affordability in the suburbs, or they have to go farther and farther out to find it. Next week we can dig into some home value trackers and other things like that, but you know, high demand, limited inventory, pricing up, you know, suburbs like Katy, Sugarland, Pearland, and those are also being less affordable for renters. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I said this all through COVID over the past 2 years that, like, you know, we didn't see the mass exodus from downtown Houston like you would in, like, you know, New York or San Francisco or some of these other cities, but we did see a lot of people moving both into the suburbs from living, you know, in California and other states. And I mean, we did see some people leave Inner Loop to the burbs.
Where? Where are they going?
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, like if you're looking for new construction, right? Like it's going further and further out. Like we're talking right now with some communities in Fulshear about highlighting their communities, right? And like, you know, yeah. we had this conversation. I don't know if you were on or if it was just Allison when we were like making fun of like, you know, Rosenberg and some of these other places, you know, that they used to be all cow pastures and now they're like all these master plan communities, right? So
yeah.
The only other thing I would say on this is like, if you're going further out into these brand new communities, the taxes are going to be really high. So you may find a cheaper house, but the taxes could be close to 4%. So
yeah,
be advised.
Yes, definitely.
And this is a picture of a suburb. Apparently.
Allegedly.
All right. Build to rent activity continues to grow. Obviously with a lot of institutional money coming in, I think 28% of homes sold were sold to investors last year.
Yeah.
Yep. But, you know, people can't buy. Single family rental demand is increasing. So a lot of communities are building actual build to rent communities. You know, I think it's an interesting concept. I've seen it work out okay. I've also seen it not work out okay. So it'll be interesting to see how they, you know, kind of mesh with some of these homes.
Yeah, there's one by my mom. Dear Horton has actually built a community that they just a bunch of like, you know, starter,
yeah,
nothing crazy homes that they have available for you while you're waiting to get into like, you know, the communities that they have out there in Conroe. So definitely very interesting. The good news is about some of those is that they only offer them to DR Horton people who are under contract. So it's definitely like a short term type situation out there,
which I like, I would almost rather have longer term. Cause I feel like short term, like they have no sense of ownership or pride of ownership, you know, but
right,
you know, we'll see. I don't know. All right. Number five, hybrid work is reshaping how companies use the office. You know,
like I said,
this we know.
3 days there, 2 days home, or home, vice versa. Yeah, definitely something. I mean, we do it all the time at the office, so it's just whatever's convenient.
Yeah. All right. Sustainability is becoming a bigger focus for commercial developers. So this is kind of cool. There, you know, a lot of developers are building like outdoor spaces and things like that in the buildings. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, are interested in understanding, you know, how we're impacting the environment, which, you know, isn't always thought about in Texas, but I, you know, I think that's cool.
Yeah, I definitely think that's cool.
Redevelopment, adaptive use products. So they're talking about the Post downtown, MKT in the Heights, which, you know, we meet up there frequently for lunch and to buy shoes and other things, and all the historic warehouses in the East End. I love the redevelopment, right? Like the rundown warehouses or abandoned buildings, like them repurposing them into mixed use to where, you know, we're pouring money back to the community and creating jobs. Like, I think that's very cool.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. The Heights MKT is like a great example of what that looks like.
Yeah, for sure. If you guys haven't been over there off of like the Shepherd Durham area, I don't know which one, whichever one goes north into the Heights.
Pick one.
Yeah. Well, it's one or the other, but anyways, it's off of Shepherd actually. But, you know, over there, just in, when you first cross over into the Heights, like it just mixed use bars, restaurants, shopping, they do markets. It's a ton of fun. Like if I lived over there, I would be there like every day. So I'm glad that I don't, because it saves me money.
Fiscal queen.
Yeah. Life sciences is driving more commercial real estate demand. So yeah, there is so much going on as far as like the TMC3, you know, a lot of different stuff. I think that it's cool. You know, a lot of people think about, you know, Houston being all oil and gas and energy. But remember, we have the largest medical center in the world. So, you know, I think that it's cool. We're seeing some new developments pop up around stuff like that.
Yeah, that is cool.
All right. Last two have to do with rentals. So evictions are rampant and rental relief is running out. And then rental scams are on the rise. So definitely unfortunate about evictions, you know, and then rental scams. So what happens is like, you know, people... basically we'll take pictures off of HAR or off of Zillow and post them on, you know, Craigslist and say that this house that would normally rent for $3,000 a month is, you know, only $900 and send me, you know, 3 months rent and I'll get you locked in. You know, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
And hire a realtor. Like when you're renting, like find a realtor to work that out for you, because you're just protecting yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's tons of apartment locators, realtors also help with rentals, things like that. The other thing too, and I think, you know, with rental in rates increasing and with, you know, all this other stuff, the other thing to consider if you're renting, and I'm actually shooting a video on this tomorrow, is like, see if you can lock in an 18 or 24 month lease at the price today. And yes, that could be a good option for you to, you know, potentially save a little bit of money in the long run. Like if you know, like, hey, I'm only going to be here for 2 more years, I'm not trying to buy a house, like try to lock in that rental for a longer period of time. Right.
Definitely.
So just something to think about, you know, if you're going to lease, to lock in a thing. Cause like, I think a lot of landlords over the next, you know, however long, are gonna be like, oh, interest rates are on the rise, so we've got to raise your rental rate. And it's like, well, your interest rate on your house that you own didn't increase in any way. So like, that's a little bit of BS, but like, I think that that's what, you know, unless they just bought the house and now the house costs more because they just purchased it. But like, if right. I came to you as your landlord with a renewal and said like, oh, my interest rates are on the rise, so this is why we have to increase your rent, like that's false. But yeah,
but I mean, I appreciate you.
But no, I mean, like, I like between that and inflation, obviously, like cost of living and cost to own a rental and all of that's going up. So like, I'm not trying to say that it's not, you know, and I know you own rental properties. It just, you know, I think that, you know, people will use that. And I think, you know, if you are a tenant, if you're looking to lease a place, you know, trying to get that longer term, you know, will help you in the long run.
Yeah. And I think more individual people are more willing to do longer terms because it's guaranteed. It's especially if you get a good renter in there.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's something that, you know, would I like to have, you know, a couple percent increase every year? Yeah. But like, if you get someone that's good and pays on time and you can lock them in for 2 years, then, you know, you've got hopefully cash flow for those 2 years. Right. You know, that's always helpful.
So. For sure.
All right. I know today was a quick call. You're on your way to appointment. You know, so we're just blowing through these lists. What, anything else on mortgages that you want to impart your wisdom? What do you got?
I would definitely chat about people, whoever you're working with, whether it be us or another company, talk to them about a 2-1 buy down and see how it could benefit you. It gives you the opportunity to buy down your interest rate for the first year by 2%, the second year by 1%, and then the third year you go into the normal interest rate. And so with that being said, again, we go back to within 6 to 18 months, you're going to be refinancing, but it gives you the opportunity to get your rate down lower, especially if you have seller paid closing costs or your builder, right, is paying those closing costs. Definitely chat with them about that. I mean, other than that, like, definitely fact check the news. I've been seeing a lot of news articles out there recently. I made a little post today about that, but definitely fact check the news. You know, rates are unfortunately not going down. They're going to continue to go up, but they will be going down. And so if you have the opportunity to buy now and lock in that equity, do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. No, I always appreciate your input on, you know, the market and on rates. Here's, you know, Kirk saying, has a condo in Midtown, not on the market. Someone wants to buy it. They own 4 other units. They asked if I would own or finance. If they already own multiple properties, I'd be concerned that they don't have
the liquid cash
to buy it. Right. You know, I think that, if you are considering doing owner financing, you need to have a good attorney that can draw up the terms for you. Yes. That's not normally something that a realtor is going to do. If you need help with like market value, please feel free to shoot me a DM on Instagram or, you know, reach out. We can definitely send you, you know, some comps for you to make sure you guys are talking in the same realm of price point. But, yeah, make sure you have a good attorney to draw up the documents, to make sure you're protected. And I definitely want some money up front. And then, you know, a payment that makes sense.
Yeah, but definitely.
Those are my thoughts. All right.
All right. Well, have a good rest of your week.
Cool.
Enjoy your schedule, you know?
Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon.